People contacted me. I'm working as an independent consultant. I don't work for the state. I'm working as a consultant because I've been involved with this program and know it backwards and forwards. And generally what I try to do is raise money through corporations and utilities and get that to nonprofits. And sometimes I'll help with finding architects or contractors or whatever, and make sure that there's an audit that has to happen after 2 years. So I hold everybody's hand for the whole process. So again, I'll try to be brief. This is a program that allows, and I'm going to repeat it because it's worth repeating, allows corporations and utilities to donate up to $150,000 per year to nonprofits. And again, it's for energy-related work. There's another part of the program that is for other things, and that's only a 60% tax credit, so it's costing the corporation or the utility 40%, which they don't want to do. I'm dealing with energy-related work on buildings. The Congregational Church asked me to work with them. As you know, there was a fire many years ago. The building's not being used. They struggled to find money. Fortunately, and Dan, you mentioned this and I followed up on it, they did receive $500,000 in a message from Senator Blumenthal. They have had a conditions assessment done, and that conditions assessment says that it's going to cost about $1.5 million to get the building back up and running. So 500 is great, but they're looking for more. And so with the program I'm talking about, if you're part of a corporation or a utility and you're paying taxes to the state of Connecticut, and again, this is not for individuals, it's not for an S corporation, a family corporation, it's not for an LLC. If you're a part of a corporation or you know a part of a corporation, let me know. If that corporation or utility gives up to $150,000, they get a tax credit equal to that amount. The nonprofit can accept up to $150,000 per year. And it's a yearly program. There's deadlines that have to be met, but it's a yearly program. So conceivably, the Congregational Church could amass $150,000 each year going forward. It doesn't have to be from one corporation or utility. I could help put together, let's say, Jewett City Savings Bank has participated. Let's say they give $10,000. Eversource could give $6,000. A larger utility could give $100,000. Put that together to come up to whatever it is. It's $60,000, $150,000. $150,000 is the max, both ways. I've been involved with the 19th century governor's house, a historic library, an 18th century schoolhouse, a 1755 tavern. Those are my interests, and that church is 1855, I think. The building doesn't have to be historic. It can be a brand new building, but needs energy work. And I mentioned some of the contributing corporations and utilities I've dealt with. Jewett City Savings Bank has always been very generous. Norwich Public Utilities, Groton Utilities, Eversource. And on the back of my card, I listed the eligible contributing organizations. The big ones are insurance companies and corporations. And I'm happy. I think the program's incredible. It's free money. It's not costing the corporation or utility anything. And the nonprofit is getting money to do work on buildings that is very hard to come by. So I think it's a great program. I'm happy to talk to anybody, whether it's in this room or if you know somebody else who might be a contributing organization. I'm happy to talk to them either as, you know, my consulting job here or just in general about a program somewhere down the line. I'm a big proselytizer about this program. That might have been 5 minutes, it might have been six.
No, I just want to clarify one thing. So it's a tax credit, and that's not the same as a tax deduction. It's not
a credit.
Right.
So let's say your corporation owes the state of Connecticut $10,000. Give the church $10,000 and you don't owe the state anything.
Which is pretty awesome.
Right.
It goes to a great place.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll speak like the church, for example, like among the Village Improvement Society with Beth Hall, which I'm sure it's your contact. Yeah, that church needs a lot of work and a lot of money. Yeah. And why not keep money in Thompson?
Right. If you can do it, if it applies to you, if it applies to you, if you owe the state of Connecticut, if you're a corporation that owes the state of Connecticut money for taxes anyway, give it to the church instead of giving it to the state of Connecticut.
Yep. At least you know it will be well used, not pissed away.
Oh, and I thank the Board of Selectmen. They squired this through. There's a process you have to go through. The church had to make an application. I helped with that. Then they get the application to the Board of Selectmen, who hold a public hearing, which they did. Then they submit a bunch of stuff to the state, Department of Revenue Services, before July 1. They look at it and okay it. Everybody's happy. So the Board of Selectmen have been very helpful. And the last thing, unless there's other questions, the potential contributing corporation or utility has only a two-week period, the end of September to the beginning of October, in which to formally tell the state, we want to give money to the church. But it doesn't hurt for me to start asking now. So I thank you, Dan, for letting me talk here.
Absolutely.
Because the months dribble by quickly.
Right.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much. I'll leave a bunch of cards over there.
Okay. You're welcome to hang out and talk to people after or whatever.
Okay.
Thank
you.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
That's good information. I never knew that.
No, I didn't know until you called me the other day, too.
I would love to not give my money to them.
Okay. So now we're going to move on to Eric. It's Eric is Business of the Month from last month. So he has the floor for up to 10 minutes to tell you about his business.
I didn't really want to do a presentation today, so I'm not going to do a presentation, but I am going to kind of like open up the floor. So I've got, you know, questions about like clients. You guys, you know, have had all these experiences starting off as like, you know, small business and you're growing yourselves. So you've been in the same boat as I've been, and I'm sure there are other people still in the same boat as me. How do we attract more clients? How can we keep those clients and, you know, keep the clients from being wishy-washy, like they commit and then they just disappear and never show up for appointments.
I know.
All right.
Okay, so step number one is have a good marketing team on your side, like Allie. She's a great marketing person. The other thing is get a great website, right, that has good optimization.
Love it.
You know that with optimization, you can target the right audience. You could. You can actually, you know, dispel the ones you don't want, target the ones you do want, right? And that's okay.
I get a little bit. That's why I'm getting everybody from, like, WAM.
Yeah, right?
And if you're concerned about people not showing up to appointments, get a half-down deposit before you do the work.
Yeah,
because now they're financially they'll show up. Because otherwise, you're just kind of pissing in the wind, so to speak. You can't pray that someone shows up to an appointment or something. That they have to have some kind of skin in the game that you do it.
True.
So that's a big thing.
Yeah, you can do a booking thing where they
have had, like, weddings, and like, oh, yeah, I'll cancel because I don't have any money anymore. Okay.
Yeah, but at least if they put a deposit down, you know, you can put, like, a non-refundable deposit, and that way you're not out.
You don't have a ton of money, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be half, but it's...
Right, yeah.
If you put anything down, they feel it.
Yeah. But build those networking connections, too. If your social media is like an online portfolio. A website is a great place to start. That's like your home base. That's where they're going to see you. And then when you work on your marketing, a sense of showing where you are, where you're going, and showing your community support. So when you show up here, you can tag that you're at a TVA meeting, networking with people. Get their business cards, talk to them, take a quick selfie with them, and then you're in front of their audience, they're in front of your audience, you're building them, they're building you. You keep showing that you have a positive impact in your community, you're a positive person to be around. Then you show them that you're professional. If you have a brown network that, say, maybe a client walks in for a headshot, they say, hey, my bathroom looks like crap, and I need something that doesn't look like it's from the 70s. I bought the house my grandma, who can fix it? You're from Dan. Your client comes in, gets, you know, a family photo shoot. They're like, oh, man, I want to start a nail salon, but I need to get a website. you have a network and a relationship with Jody, you can say go to Jody. So it just grounds you as a professional and actually makes you more trustworthy. You're more of like, you know, an honest entity that they can go to, utilize, and know that you are a good resource. That's what I would do, and then you keep that door revolving.
Another thing I've seen too with photographers is if you have a favorite niche, like a type of photo that you like to do, like, you know, nature or like whatever your favorite thing is, post it often on social media and you're going to start getting a huge following of people that really love that. Like there's this one guy that I follow, I don't know if you guys know him, but he does like beach sunsets and, you know, I'm talking about.
Yeah, he
sells like photography, like his photos and prints. But yeah, build a following that way.
Even if our family have free ones.
Yeah.
So I offered someone a free 1-year-old birthday shoot with my neighbor and stuff like that, for example. And got the background they wanted, got everything they wanted, set up for 2 hours, and they just never showed up.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really hard to find ones that'll, you know, really come.
You gotta put a file in, no call, no shows, and have a flat fee.
Yeah.
Have a credit card and a file, no call, no shows, you get that charge, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yep.
Because this stage I'm at right now is trying to, you know, make those contacts and build a little bit of wealth. Once I have that money, I definitely will be going. Because I have that money right in my pocket right
you
now.
You have a Facebook business page, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll jump on there and I'll invite all my friends to follow you, and I'm sure we can all do the same thing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I can show you how to use it too, so you can do it with yours and then put up a little status.
All right.
But it's one thing I learned. You do not have to sacrifice to build. You do not have to hand out free things. You don't have to catch a crisis.
Right.
You are worth what you're worth, whether you're starting today or starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Can I record that so I can play every day?
I love that.
That's some good advice.
Have a good night,
son.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
anybody else? Any
and I would say
input, feedback for Eric?
I would also say, personality-wise, I would say come into every place like you own it. Mm-hmm. I guess is the best way to put it, right? So the biggest, basically, right? So giving yourself a presence when you walk into a room, right? Especially whether if you're doing like networking and stuff like that, especially if you're new to it and you don't know anybody, don't come in shy and don't come in hunched over, scared looking, because you want to be like. Kind of like you said, you want to be the one walking in that room. You want people to pay attention to you, and you want to feel and look confident, because people aren't going to come up to you and talk to you if you look like a shy guy hiding in the corner. If you come in, seriously, if you come in like chest pumped out, like you're the man kind of thing like that, people are now inquisitive. They want to know why.
Yeah.
And you start talking to them, you feel, you know, talk proud about yourself, talk obviously fluent about yourself, and then that builds that confidence right off the bat. And then that gets people to then want to work with you and stuff like that. That, you know, don't ever show up to a place like you said, all sad and stuff like that, because no one's there for a pity party. You know what I mean? No one's going to give you work just because they feel bad for you. Mm-hmm. There's way too many people out there doing what you do, doing what I do, doing what everybody does, to feel bad and say, oh, I'm just going to give you this because you look sad. You know what I mean? You have to walk into everywhere you go confident. Mm-hmm. Confident like you own the place. And that will bring things in that way.
Well, you have to temper that a little bit.
As about well,
there's a difference between you and
because
you have to be.
Yes, but there's a difference. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you have to go in like you're confident of your work. Because you do get. I mean, I'm one for 20 years, I was walking into car dealerships. And if you look like you don't belong because you're overconfident, they don't like you right away. Because people can be judgmental. But yeah, you have to be confident of your work. They say, can you do this? Yeah, I can do that. Not, well, I'll try. But and you probably know that anyway. See, for you, a website would be more. I never used a website because my customers wouldn't have looked there.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, it was all word of mouth. I'd be able to give out business cards. For you, a website is going to highlight some of your best work. And when people are doing weddings and birthday parties, first thing they do is go to a website.
Well, anything these days. Everybody, you're going to the website. Even if you find your business card on the floor, that you're going to go look online to see if they have a presence.
Then you can do is get on Google business listing. You can get on that for free. So if you have a Google account, get in there and then get a business listing account. Yeah. And that's free.
one thing me and Jody like offered help out was like, if you're very, very strapped on funds, I can help you do like a easy Google site, and then when you're ready and you want to make something robust, you call Jody, send it to her, and you say, hey, this is what I've been working with, and she can turn anything into the best website you've ever seen.
But there's a ton of stuff you can do right off of that, definitely. And Google Business Listing is one of them because it's free.
Anybody else? Any more input for Eric?
You guys hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I think you guys killed it. And I that's a great way to use your 10 minutes. I mean, this,
yeah, it,
you know, yeah, way to utilize that.
Mm-hmm. That was a vast wealth of knowledge in here, so I want
to
use it.
Keep coming to these meetings. Go to other meetings. Go to mixers when you get invited. Just shake as many hands as you can, meet as many people as you can, and it takes time. Don't get discouraged when it doesn't happen in 1 month, 2 months. It takes time. You just got to keep doing it, keep doing it. Keep pounding the stone until it breaks.
Yeah, you're your own biggest cheerleader, but you're also your own worst enemy. So you got to try to get out of that headspace of, this sucks, this isn't going right, I'm not getting any business, blah, blah, blah. You just got to find those little avenues to get your name out there a little bit more. Then you are, if you think you're doing enough, no. You're getting that one extra step more.
And don't ever stop networking or marketing, because when you get overwhelmed with work, the lull always happens. You have to ride this storm or this wave of like, hey, things are okay right now, but they might not be next month. So it's a roller coaster that you gotta try to level out that roller coaster.
Yeah, it's like I tell my clients, I have blog writing clients, I'm like, oh, it's wintertime, I'm gonna stop blog writing now. Why? It's the best time to keep going, your competition stops.
Right. Yeah, everything runs in cycles, so you have to get through that.
Okay, moving on then. Jody, you're up.
Okay, so my report's always the same as it always is, so I just printed out my one copy. The website. In the past 30 days, we did have another increase, so we've had 1.76 thousand website impressions, which means that we've been visible on Google for a list of different search queries. The top search queries in Google for the past month alone have been, in order of importance, number one, Thompson Business Association, voila, I wonder why, Donahue Landscaping.
Mm-hmm. You've just been sitting at home. trying to put these stats up.
Number three, Thompson Businesses. Number four, Bank Hometown, Thompson. Number five, Weekend Warrior Golf. Number six, Business Insurance in Thompson, Connecticut. Number seven, Thompson Local Directory. Number eight, Home Design Expo. Number nine, Bank Hometown, Thompson, Connecticut. So Hometown Bank and Bank Hometown. There you go. And so on average, our daily page views are 20. Our daily sessions are 9.4. I don't know how a session can have a 0.4. It's like a quarter of a person. How does that work? But anyway, daily visitors are 8, and daily new visitors are 5.5 visitors.
That point comes from if they were led from an external source that got it and only there for less than a second.
Oh,
so, like, if somebody was on Facebook, like, the link that took them to TVA, was like, oh, wow, and that swiped out, that's what you see.
But it's an average, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
An average of days, so.
Which,
yep. Okay, Brian, you're up. Okay. Oh, I wanted to talk to you about this before we got to this point, but.
Yeah, I should. Well, okay, what we have on the roster right now is 79 or 80. There's a couple I have questions on. We got a new adoption of trade name for Greg Corso Consulting, who did join TBA, but in his formal paperwork, he's DBA as Riselight.
Oh. As?
Riselight.
But he also joined as that other company.
He also joined as Iberactive and Forest something or other.
Yeah, so we're not.
Greg Corso Forest Products.
Two more?
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw his Facebook Instagram popped up. I saw he's been making videos. And
he's already a member as Greg Corso Consulting.
Right.
And now, according to what you're saying, he just added two more businesses.
Yeah, except they might be, since one is Arbor Active, Arbor might be related
Forest
to Forest Products.
Products. That's what I thought. That's what I thought it is, yeah.
So we're close to 80. There's still a few people who haven't caught up with
dues. There's a few that were definitely going to be taken off of there. But also there's a couple that I thought were going away that have recently are not. Kinoyers have decided to rekindle their membership and come back. And Dan Graney, who was, I mean, I know he's still on the list, but he hasn't paid yet. Okay. But he's telling me, he's like, oh, just take it out of my account. Like, I thought you were just going to do, I was like, I can't, we don't have that set up yet.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Who are we? Hometown Bank?
Right.
We
do need to, I want to do that, because like there's, the WDBA has reoccurring payments, and that's, I don't have to think about my membership with them. It's just once a year they bill my credit card for $50. Nice. Cool.
Yeah, I was going to say something else, and I forgot what it was.
But we got four new members this month. Besides the Arbor Active, what was
We got Superior Storage.
And then the Brewing Company.
Triple Raven Brewing. Yeah. She was going to be here tonight, but then all of a sudden at the last minute, she had to do something for the licensing for the brewery. Yeah, they're waiting for one more license.
The mixer's going to be there?
The mixer coming up, yes.
Okay. Yeah, wait, I also have on the list Cruising for Chris.
Cruising for, you know what that is?
Yeah, I know it's a charity.
Oh, that's the other one that called me. Deb.
Is that a motorcycle run?
It's a motorcycle run for their son who's killed. I don't know the whole story, but it's Landry's. Landry Florin?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's on here, too. I marked them as a new one. But.
She was one that was almost coming off because she hadn't paid, and she hadn't called, she hadn't returned my message. And then all of a sudden last week she called me and said, I'm sorry, but we are sending in the money. And then she called me back 5 minutes later and goes, oh, I see you do nonprofits. Can I put Cruising for Chris in here? I was like, yes, of course you can. So
I mean, we're not looking bad. We have a few people to get caught up on and...
And we do need to get that whole billing cycle thing dialed in for next year, and getting the reoccurring payment set up is a huge thing. Like we don't even have to worry. They'll just that's how I set up all my stuff. It's like I don't deal with any of that stuff. So.
Yeah, I like the
okay, we can move on.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the treasurer's report. Sandy's not here, but I have a printout somewhere that she gave me. Okay, main account, $3,568.09. There's a renewal for Calendly is included, $154.44 is included in the total. Payment of $658 to USLI liability insurance, not in total. PayPal transfer for online payments, $163.08 is not in the total yet. And then Weekend Warrior account, $722.33. Expenditures for the month of March, $1,503.35. Cost of food and gas. Weekend Warrior backup account, $2,453.19. Thanksgiving account, $499.53. Golf tournament account, $507.57. And then Sandy also put a note down here she wanted me to read. Moving forward, she is planning on creating a more detailed list for all of this stuff. As we all know, Sandy's at the very tail end of tax season right now, and next month she'll be back here to do this herself. Okay. Teague, you're up.
Nothing significant to report. We just came off of our largest fundraiser of the year, Friday night. We had our annual auction. The numbers are still coming in, but we're looking at $110,000.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I heard at PBA this morning. So.
Attended. That was a great chat. So a little breather this week, and then we go right into our next.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that, $110,000. That's a huge success. Okay, and then no Tira tonight. She's interviewing people for some town position. I can't remember what it is.
I don't know.
Brian, you're back up. EDC report.
Okay, EDC. We had a short regular meeting last month because we went into executive session for a little while. The new businesses that we had reported on was this Greg Corso Consulting doing business as Rice Light on Labonte Road. We reported on TBA membership. Trainwreck Park had a little bit of a budget overrun, and we're looking to take care of that out of EDC funds or trails. Looking more at trails, but it wouldn't come out of people's pockets. It would come out of existing budgets. We updated on the upcoming events. Natchog Epic, which was March 24th. We have a turtle lot. The kids are doing a classic car cruise on April 27th. And that's the benefit, community fire. They did a great job last year. So anybody, if you know anybody with old cars, trucks, motorcycles, it's a good time. They do a great job. It's up at the school 10 to 2 on the 27th. We have the Maker Faire coming up on May 4th. We have summer concert series, June 29th, July 30th, July 27th, and August 3rd. Mm-hmm. Town yard sale is the end of July, and community day is October 5th. The marketing and revitalization of the downtown core, we went into executive session to look at RFPs, RFQs. We were interviewing marketing companies. And we did choose one, DKA. They're in Connecticut. We chose a Connecticut company. We'll be working with them. We gave them a monetary limit, and we'll see what happens. The one other thing that Tira would have reported on, last month we talked about a Kubota grant, and she did get the application in. This would help with 65 Main to get started on a portion of the landscaping, specifically the windbreak, the chestnut nursery, rain garden, and greenhouse. Kubota will select 20 finalists, 2 in each district. We'll know later in the year if we got that, but we could get up to $50,000.
So there's that thing about that I read in Tira's email this morning was that the way it works is that the committee or whatever is going to pick 2 from each district for a total of 20 finalists, and then it goes to a public vote to actually win the money. So if we become a finalist, then we're going to be pushing it out there for everybody to help us and everybody reach out and vote online and share it with your network so that we can hopefully get the $50,000 grant.
Yeah, the live voting will be in August. It's a 2-week period, August 1st to the 14th. So if we hear anything in the meantime, we'll update here. But that would be nice to get started on the landscaping. As you know, we've been holding the meetings monthly. A lot of it has been focused on the landscaping. The next meeting is going to be to start talking about connection between the building itself, the function of the building, and working with the career pathways at Turtle Lot, which is where my interest will lie more in a collaboration there and getting the kids and the school involved. That meeting, if you're interested in attending, couldn't be on the fourth Wednesday, which it usually is, because there's a school function. So it's going to be on Monday the 29th, 6 to 8. I think it's at the town hall.
It's at the town hall, yeah.
It is at the town hall.
Yep.
We come here when the town hall is being used for something else. So that's April 29th.
I should have brought the printout. The design has been completed for the food forest. And so I just want to add that if you don't know what this project is, if you don't know anything about the 65 Main Street project, I'd recommend, next month I'll make it a point to like bring the printout of everything. So just everybody can get an idea because it's, I mean, I'm super excited about this. I think it's going to be amazing. We're taking that old building down there that was going to fall apart and get tore down or whatever, and the construction has already begun. We're going to turn it into a business development center, and then the entire backyard, all the way down to the river, is going to be a food forest. What is it called?
Well, it's going to be a perennial. There's going to be trees. There's going to be a place for picnics. There's going to be a paddle walkway down to the water. We're talking about putting in a boat ramp. A lot of this stuff won't be done all at once.
I'm drawing a blank on that name, but it means that it's regenerative. That it's, you know, the idea is that all the plants will keep growing year after year, and obviously it needs maintenance. But the drawings are amazing, and it's going to take, you know, years to see it all the way through to completion, but it's going to be amazing, and then it's going to be the business development center will be tied in with the high school, so the career pathway programs, as the kids are getting out of high school, they know they got a place that they can go. There's some resources for them to start their business, or for anybody to start a business. So.
Yeah, one thing we always wanted to do, years ago, Renee and I had gone to a workshop put on by Connecticut. It involved an incubator project. So a building like this, it could be to start a business. It could be useful to other businesses. And Nick has his business. He's always on the road, needs somebody to answer phones for his landscaping business. We could have something like that set up there, potentially. We could have an extension of the career pathways for the kids. The kids could get part-time jobs. Part of the goal is to have this thing self-funding, to make some money from 65 Main, so it doesn't cost the town anything once we get rolling. It's a big deal. It's a huge project. It really could be really nice for the town.
Yep. And I like the idea that came up two meetings ago with selling the pavers for the park, because the whole driveway is going to be pavers, and so then the idea came up to help raise some of the funds to complete the project that, you know, it could be like you could buy a paver with your name on it or for, you know, tribute to whoever. But there's a lot of pavers in that parking lot, so.
Yeah, there would be.
And so the parking lot is going to be paved?
Well, it's
the
driveway. It's, yeah.
What's that?
That,
I don't know.
Well, that was part of the question, Nick. They wanted to have recycled kind of material, and I asked about you know, washout, because it's a hill,
yeah.
And how do you plow it?
Yeah.
At one point, they were going to have a lot of
radiant
plants. Well, they were going to have plants and things too close to the driveway, and I said, well, where are you going to put snow?
Yeah.
So the design got changed a little bit, and that's what comes out of these workshops.
If I can ever help with that.
But that's what comes out of these workshops.
Come to one of these workshops.
Right?
You got to see the drawings, dude.
I've seen. I thought
of the gardens?
I have, yes.
Okay.
I thought they were just going to pave the lines.
Not.
I can see Memorial paver walkways, but yeah. Pavers, New England, driveway?
Well, that's why we need somebody like you on the committee.
But that's why just coming to a meeting.
I would have never thought of that, dude. I just look at the drawing and I'm like, that's gorgeous.
That's
you're gonna
a pretty big horticultural background too. Dude, everything else.
So. You should come to the meeting and check it out. Okay.
Yep.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. So then just my report for Winnie Radio next Tuesday. This month is already full. And next month is already full. But after that, we don't have anybody. So get on the website, sign up, get on the radio with us.
Who's going to be there this week and next week?
Christopher.
Janaki.
And I don't know if he's doing, he has the two businesses, Fat Boy Builds
and
the Red Beard Baits. Yeah. So he goes on all the time. He goes back. I think last time he did Fat Boy Builds, yeah, because he was talking about the flamethrower he built.
He's a good welder. Yeah, he makes my art out of it too, and he'll sell it at shows.
And then Christine, I don't know how to pronounce her. Is that what it is? from the youth. What is it? What is the name of that place? The nonprofit, the youth.
Early Childhood Center.
Early Childhood Center.
Is it Northeast?
Yep. So that's who's going this month, and then next month is Gary Brogna, Pespy Dead, and Chris Nelson.
Is Winnie? Does it fall on Thursday mornings or Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yep. So yeah, we're good for April and May, but June and beyond, we don't have anybody signed up right now. So let's fill those spots up. Okay, so that's done. And then, do we have a social media report at all? No.
Do you want to pull it up, Rusty?
You want? It's better.
I don't recall what the agenda is, but I have to leave at 6:30. Could you switch?
Yeah, I'll let you. We'll get back to the social media report. So that's next. Yeah. So committee report. Which is, if somebody wants to take the lead.
She'll kind of give you the details as far as specifics goes. We did have the opportunity to meet and go over both in our joint time, in our individual time, of our constitution bylaws with the TBA. I will admittedly so. I kind of went into it thinking that we needed to improve a lot of stuff. I will inform everyone that I was somewhat misinformed. We do have programs in place. I know there was a lot of question in the group of secession and voting. How are we going to do this? Like, what do we do? We did meet and we did uncover a plan for that, but we did uncover some other stuff. And I think there's a lot of stuff that, and I'll make this as a general statement because I am as guilty as much as everyone else in this room is that as a group, we need to not only know our bylaws, but follow them. There's a lot of stuff in there that we kind of found and dug up that we're not doing as members, as a Z board, as everybody. So I think in a lot of it's procedural stuff, right? It's not like we're doing anything grossly wrong. That's not what I'm saying here today. But there is a plan. There is a plan for elections. It clearly outlines that new members will be voted in our January annual meeting every year. Whether that's an existing e-board that wants to continue, they do have to be formally voted in every year. I think it is, in our opinion, that we will probably suggest a little bit of language change as far as making a motion in September to nominate members and then give a 30-day period for nominations and then formal nominations. If current e-board members want to stay, they can nominate themselves and rerun, right? So we want to keep it as democratic as we can. The other thing we found about the bylaws, maybe we can add later down the road a succession plan. And when I say succession plan, I mean if you want to become a vice president, we want to work you up to the role of president. Or if you want to be a secretary and treasurer, we want to work you up to the next step. And that should be the plan, right? I think the other thing is like a light at the end of the tunnel. I think some people get overwhelmed when they're in a role, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and there's no given plan. But I will say that we did go over them. There is a lot of information in there that we did pull out of there, and there is a little bit of language change that I think we're going to suggest in the future. But currently, there is a plan, but I will say we need to be better stewards of our own rules. We need to be vigilant in our reports, in our roles, in our duties as members and e-board members, in really holding to what, I don't want to say forefathers because that's a little dramatic, but like our predecessors have put in place. I know there was a lot of questions in the group, like, hey, like, listen, we're kind of in a stagnant place. Maybe we need to be a little better. I think that really starts with each and every one of us. And I think moving forward is my suggestion that not only follow the bylaws, but we hold ourselves to a high standard. And I think that's been maybe a little bit of the problems that have been going on lately, is that we're not holding ourselves openly to standards in the laws in which we need to abide by. And I think that just needs to happen. And this isn't for any one person in the room. This is a group statement. Yeah, this is a group statement, right? We're only good as our weakest person. And that's true in any group or team or anything, right? So I think we all need to be transparent. We all need to have, and really go by the oath that we do say, that is in our bylaws, that we need to live that. If you're going to be a reputable, good person, a good business, that's what we got to do. And that goes for everybody. And really, I went into the bylaw committee being naive, and I will admit that our bylaws were maybe lacking. And they're lacking a little bit as far as like legal language goes, and maybe steps to a plan. But there is a plan. There's a plan for special meetings. There's a plan for elections. There's a plan for everything. And I think in the future, you know, in the next calendar year, in the next 6 months, that yes, we should make little tweaks to that. Ongoing, right? But I will say, moving forward, we need to follow the code. We need to call a spade a spade. We need to all be good people. We need to all come together for the betterment of the agency. And bad behavior will not be rewarded. Bad behavior will be kept in check. And I think that's what we have to do moving forward. And I don't know if anybody has any comments about that.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to hear what Joanne has to say before she has to leave as well.
Well, some of the things that when I read, and maybe these things are happening, but as a member, I'm not aware of it. Does the executive committee meet monthly?
No. Well, yes, we do, right here.
We were, and we haven't done that in a while because of everybody's schedule. We used to meet lunch or something at Milltown and talk about an agenda for next week.
That was before me.
Oh, no, we did it with you, too.
When? I think maybe once or something like that we've had it, but not very often.
Yeah, everybody's schedules got in the way, so we hadn't done that.
But I think it kind of speaks to the continuity of the executive board is meeting monthly and handling all the affairs of the association.
Yeah.
And then, you know, transition as people move up the ladder is easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Another thing was a budget presented to the membership annually.
We've never had an annual meeting. Not since I've been the president. So, yeah.
I think we talked about maybe tweaking some of the descriptions of membership. There is a vice president of membership, but perhaps there should be a membership committee that's out seeking new members and coming together, maybe putting together a membership welcome package and letting them know what the perks are and the advantages of being a member.
Yep.
Reading them, you know, welcoming them to the membership.
Right.
Bylaws and you know what they all are?
Mm. Yep.
It said annually the treasurer will submit a detailed report to members of expenses for the year.
That's an annual meeting thing that we should be doing. You're absolutely right. And I'll speak to that in a minute. But.
And then it has all these descriptions of president, leading the way, and vice presidents. And then under secretary, it says the secretary may be the chief administrative officer of the TVA. I'm not sure. It's like the sentence was...
It's just like a one-off thing at the bottom of it, I know. I'm not sure what that means either, to be honest with you.
And then we have different levels of membership. We have primary members, associate members, and nonprofit members.
Right.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
That's always been like that. That's before I was president, the prices were higher, but it was still the same. I lowered the prices when I took over because I just compared it to we were charging the same as Putnam and we're a much smaller group and WDBA right over the line is still only $50 a year. So I just felt like we were asking too much and, so I brought the prices down and I think that probably helped us get some more members, so.
But is there a need to have three different levels of membership?
That's the way it was before me. Yeah. All I did was change the prices and kept that the same. Like, maybe not.
I think there's a lot of little things that we could probably freshen up. But I will say, if and when we freshen up, we all have to follow. You know, so I think there's a lot of stuff that over time we'll work on.
Right.
I think there's more in place for communication than is actually.
Than is actually being done at this point, right. So, I mean, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, so I no, I didn't mean it like that. But so when I took over what I saw, right? And it was, but at the time, I mean, it was like the e-board would show up at the meetings. There was very rarely was there any extra people, for the most part. A few people.
It was the same people every week.
Right. Barely anybody showed up. It was pretty much the e-board that showed up. A couple other people. I was one of them, because I was, you know, my business was newer in town at that time, and I was like, I need work. So I'm showing up every month. And then Charlene was like, all right, Dan, either you do this, or this thing's getting scrapped. Right. And she had already asked me 3 or 4 times, please take this over. You show up every month. Like, and I kept saying no. And then finally it literally came down to, so either you're going to be president next month or there is going to be no TBA next month. So Jody stepped up with me and we just, all right, let's do it. And I don't have any experience as being a president of anything before this. So, and my thing with the secession, I kind of knew, right? I hadn't freshly read the bylaws, but I knew that there was a thing in there that said we have an annual meeting, we vote at the annual meeting, but it didn't click for me for whatever reason. My thought was when I took it over, nobody wanted it, right? So, in the 2.5 years I've been here, nobody's come up to me and said, oh, I'd like to be on the e-board, right? So my whole thought is that I gotta create a secession plan. I got to come up with, at a certain time of the year, we're going to call for nominations. That's the kind of thing I was thinking of. Like Putnam does it, where they have a nominating committee, right? Well, we don't have enough people to have a nominating committee, I don't think. Maybe not yet, you know? But,
one thing typically, like, the nominating committee, like, in my past experiences working in, like, union shop jobs, right? So we would write constitution bylaws. We would have a nomination committee. What they would handle is not physically seeking out nominating people. It would just be physically handling, like, taking a closed ballot of a nomination, reading that nomination, and then transcribing that onto a formal, hey, this person is in fact nominated.
Oh, I believe what the Putnam, the way it works, is that committee is kind of like keeping their eye out for outstanding members that are there all the time, and then saying, hey, we think you'd be a good person. So,
that's what we do at church with a nominated committee. Uh-huh. We're actually soliciting.
Yeah.
So,
And then on the same statement, there's 2 people in this room that do a real great job at the Lions Club that might have some input for how all that should transition or how they do. I'm sorry for you guys on the spot.
No, you're not sorry.
Everyone knows the Lions Club has been around for a bazillion and a half years.
Oh, that's anybody that has any input on this, that would be.
I think
we
all do, you know what I'm saying.
I think, too, having more committees and getting more members engaged takes away some of the pressure of the officers, too.
Right.
You don't have to do everything.
Right. So to finish my thought, I read over the bylaws again, and then I thought of the WDBA, right? I've been a member of that group for about as long as I've been president of this group. I've been to 2 of their annual meetings. There's never been a change of officers, but at every annual meeting, somebody, you know, whatever you call it, why can't I ever think of that? What's that? Not nominates. What is it when you, like, I second that. I can never think
make
of it.
Make a motion.
Makes a motion. Yeah. Somebody says, does somebody want to make a motion? The e-board is, they're running uncontested. Will somebody make a motion to, and then they go, somebody seconds it, eyes have it, okay, so I'm like, oh, okay, I see what's happening, right? I'm supposed to have an annual meeting, whether somebody's going to change or not. We're supposed to, every year, we're supposed to vote on it. We're supposed to have an annual, I'm just putting the pieces together as I go along here. But
I think we do need to have that in our bylaws. Like, give a date. Like, in a formal voting process, whether you want to be a selectman or this or whatever, you have to formally file papers or file a letter of intent of your nomination by X, Y, Z date, right? I think that is something that, yes, we should spell out.
Yeah, and that's what
and
I
that
wanted.
That goes for everybody, standing members or people who are looking to run against said standing.
So we can either nominate ourselves or nominate someone else from the time to come, is what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So that's what I wanted to end my with, is that I think in October, based on everything that has been going around, And we'll start this year. I mean, obviously, we can still discuss this and, you know, make it official, whatever. But in October, and we'll do this every year, or maybe, you might want to change it to 2 years or whatever. But we're going to have an annual meeting every year. But in October, the current e-board, I'm going to say, and I'll tell you right now, in October, I'm going to go, I don't want to do this again next year. I don't want to run again. And then somebody can either step up and nominate themselves, or somebody else can nominate somebody else for the position. Brian's going to get an opportunity to decide to say whether he wants to continue doing it. Jody, Sandy, and then in January at our annual meeting, we'll have a vote and they'll be.
What happens, Jeff, just put this out there, what happens if no one wants the position?
Well,
let's put this in a real world here. The group I see here, Kate, is the group I always see here. Right? So, out of how many members do we actually have? Like, real members?
75-ish.
Okay, yep. So out of 75 people, 15 to 20 at max show up, even at our live events that we go and do today, right? So, I don't know who here in this group wants to be the next president.
I do have an interest in being in the e-board in the future, and that's all I'm going to say right now. But I will say this too, like, you just made a good point.
You
made a good point. I think you made a good point. I didn't think of this. What happens if we don't, if someone doesn't want to run, but yet we don't have a member to take the spot? And I think I would invite you to brainstorm with us as far as the bylaw committee goes to work through that problem, because I don't have the answer to that.
And just to add to that, we should be brainstorming with Matt, because he's the guy that just created the Charlton Business Alliance, and they've been, what, now 6 months, and you guys are kicking ass. Yeah. So.
All right, I just want to throw it out there. Just for my seat, VP of Marketing, I am not necessarily a marketing person. However, if and when someone takes my seat as the marketing liaison for the group, I will continue to manage the website. So whoever takes my seat does not have to be a web developer or know how to manage the website. I'll continue to update the website, add the members, update it, back it up, do all that stuff that I'm doing now. I'll continue to do that even if I'm not in the seat. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Thank you. That's something that's really huge. Good for everybody to know.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a developer to take my seat, but if you're a marketing person, you're so welcome.
I think we're good. Thank you.
Yeah, I do car club stuff, and I actually preside over a worldwide. In our chapters, that happens. We've had people want to step down, they end up getting dragged back in. They end up being president for 10 years instead of 2 years, and then it holds.
It does. Yeah. It's good to change things up. Yep. And,
so you know, I'm sorry.
Is there anywhere in the bylaws that mentions, like, as a member, as an active member, or a paid member, or whatever you want to call it, they actually have to show up for a meeting?
So there isn't. That's something like that Joanne and I talk about, as far as, like, listen, we don't ever want to make this a chore for someone, whether it's saying, you need to volunteer for the Weekend Warrior Program, or you need to be here. Like, we don't ever want to do that, right? At least in my opinion.
Since we started.
But I think what, I mean, like, yeah, like, I thought, I really suggested, like, with new members, like, we talk about, like, an interview process, and not an interview process to, like, grill people, but an interview process, like, 15 minutes before a general meeting, if you're a new member, come and sit with the e-board and say, hey, listen, this is me, this is what I'm looking for, and we're going to say, this is us, this is what we can maybe give to you, this is what we want to offer you, this is how we want to grow you, but you, the growth has to be 50-50, right? So, I think I would like to put language in there about that moving forward, like, you know, a process. It goes to the succession process, it goes to the new members. It just further engages people to let them know that not only we're here for you, but you're here for us, and your opinion matters. And, yeah, and I think it should be encouraged that participation should be there. I don't know if we can mandate it, but I think this is my other theory, and Joanne and I talked about this in detail. If you lay awesome groundwork and start fresh with, hey, we want to be engaged with you, from the moment you hit that inquire button to the moment you come here and physically meet us, I think that sets up the groundwork for a better back and forth moving forward, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I joined associations in the area recently, and I joined and I paid my money. I didn't get a single email correspondence. I didn't get a single phone call. I wasn't on an email list. I wasn't in a Facebook group. What's going on? So really, like,
at that point, what made you join that group? Was it just to join a group?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was because the said group is very active and very forthcoming. I think there's just aspects of groups that we can do better. Mm-hmm. To say that TBA does new member engagement or potential new member engagement as good as we can.
No.
Whenever I add a new member to the website, I send out a welcome email.
And it's no one's fault.
I would. I would love to see that implemented and stuck to, because when I did the code of ethics, that's what I said. Like, every new member I want, when you join, I want you to come to the first meeting after you join, at least get sworn in with the code of ethics. But I didn't stick to it. I didn't enforce it. I said it to people and they didn't show up, and I was like, whatever.
And I really think, like, and this is something too, before physically taking someone's money, because I'd be silly to say that we've gone back and forth with, like, oh, you're a member, no, you're not, blah, 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 maybe it's not a good fit, maybe you are, maybe you're not. We want to meet with you first. We don't just want your $100, $80, whatever. Let's meet. Let's make sure you like us. We make sure...
I have an idea.
Okay. Let's make sure that you like us, we like you, it's a good fit, both morality on both sides, we make sure everybody's on the up and up. And then, and I'm not talking, we need to run criminal background checks on people and send, you know, a committee and interview people's neighbors or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I think the engagement starts, and if you can start that engagement day one, step one, it's just going to lay the groundwork for people to be more involved and more tuned into what we do.
And that was part of the reason people who are not members could come for a couple of meetings without joining.
Yeah.
Everybody is welcome to meet us.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's another reason for having the 5 o'clock start time.
Absolutely.
When the meeting actually starts at 5.
That open networking, I tell everybody that you should be here for open networking. Because that's when we're here from 5:30 to 7, this is what we're doing. But if you want to get business, if you want to make connections, come here from 5 to 5:30 and stand in the room and talk to people, and then come with us out to dinner afterwards and make those connections. That's where the rubber meets the road.
And I will say that, 5 to 5:30 in the dinner after, that's something that we do well, right? That's something that other bordering communities don't necessarily do. And I think that is something we do.
Yeah, because we do it to get together, not only to get together, but to support
our
food business.
Yep, and it builds camaraderie, and it's great.
Yeah.
I want to make sure...
Eric had something to say.
I want to make sure we roll around the room quickly, because we got to keep moving, but
I know. So one of the things that I think we definitely do, which is something I want to implement before, you know, we had our crazy stuff that was going on, when it comes to member engagement and getting people engaged, we can set up those automations, especially with the fact that we're utilizing platforms like MailChimp for the mailing. You have someone interested in the TBA, you put on those offers of who can do what? What can you offer support? You offer coaching through some of the stuff you do. You have a picture of a president. I offer coaching, you know. If you join the TBA, this is something that's a resource. They get that welcome email that shows their resources, shows their excitement, and they can fill out a little box of what do you think you bring to the table for TBA. Then they can pick a little time, because we have that calendar, to schedule to meet with any of the three representatives off the e-board they want to discuss TBA. That way we're not wasting time. Nobody's stressed out feeling forced from their meeting. You're not tagging someone down right before a meeting coming in. And it gives them that welcome engagement. This is who you are. We get to see it a little bit, see their social media profiles a little bit, get an idea who's coming in. Then, once they fully join, fire off that automated email for a paid member. You can do a 10-minute list. That paid member gets a thank you for officially joining. We're so excited. You list out all the benefits of being a paid member and a little thing, whether it's a gift card to a local coffee shop, whether it's a come join us and potentially be business of the month. And then when they show up, have that little welcome of this is it. And that welcome thing just be everybody's business card with a little welcome to TBA card. All signed, ready to go from the e-board. You just got them in the door. Little to no cost. They got that engagement. We now have an automated email list, and it's all automatic. Nobody has to sit down and think about it. And that calendar goes in a dedicated email.
Get that all set up by next month. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on, before we continue, Eric has something.
Right. I don't understand on her with the business of the month thing. I had no idea as a new member how that worked at all. Like, do we just randomly pick a business of the month off our listing? I had no idea. Like, you have to show up and put your business card in there.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think we should, you know, get that out there. Like, yeah. You show up to meetings. That's how you get that benefit of being name out there.
Yeah. And when I talk to potential members, that's one of the benefits that comes up.
Yeah. In this
not only that, but the sign in front of the town hall.
Right.
I just want to give everybody a chance to talk. Is there anybody else that has anything to input into this? Anybody else?
Anybody want to run for president?
So if you...
Of the country or
the SOC? It's open, yeah.
Sarah?
No.
Works well because we all, except for Matt, because Matt works most of us do that when we have a walkthrough with our client or we have that initial engagement with our client to make sure that I like Nick, I think he'd be okay to work with, and okay, yeah, Nick likes us, okay, yeah, can take my cabinets. Same thing with Diana and Alan when we did their house. Oh, I like them, yep, great, they're, you know, that relationship is built right off.
Definitely.
And it was a seamless thing. Like, okay, yeah, I do like Dan, I do like Jody. I don't know, I don't. I hate Matt, whatever. But you know that going in. You know what I mean?
That's a little more political.
Yeah, because that sounds way too subjective.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day,
this isn't a popularity contest.
But I understand what you're saying, because I think it's important to just lay ground rules, what we're about, you know, and set the tone, right? Set the tone that we are a professional organization. Set the tone that we do thrive off positively and which we need to do in the future. Set the tone that this is why we want to grow you and we want you to grow us. That's why I think it's important. I think the bylaw committee, we can talk about that more to in conclusion and wrap that up over the next couple months. Add some language. I'll get with Joanne. Feel free if you want to add to our little thing. Anybody's opinion is valid. Anybody's opinion has a place. Like, there's a lot that goes into this bylaw stuff. So.
That's what I wanted to wrap this up with, is just to make sure that the committee is still, right, where you guys are going to keep on top of this. Based on everything that we've talked about now, we can start coming up with some language changes, and then, you know, with it, like you said, within the next couple of months, get something official and switch over.
What I said tonight does not fall on any single one person as anybody's complete responsibility, fault, right, wrong, or indifferent. It's everybody's responsibility.
All right, so I don't want to cut this short on anybody. So if anybody's got any final closing thoughts here for this, please let me know. But I do want to move on to.
Moving on.
That's the problem.
No.
So the last, I mean, couple more quick things. Not the last thing, couple more quick things. Our next mixer is planned and scheduled for the 30th of this month. It's on Tuesday, a couple more weeks, right? 3 weeks. And it's going to be
up and running, registered.
It's going to be right down the street at where it used to be Jill and G's on the corner. It's going to now be Triple Raven Brewing Company. What's that? The 30th. 5 to 7 p.m. It's the brewery's not going to be open yet. Because they don't have all they're going to be opening. Their soft opening is planned for May. So we're going to get like a sneak preview. They're going to open it up for us. Hopefully they're going to have some of their beer ready to give us. They're not positive about that, but there will be drinks. There will be food. It's sponsored by Triple Raven Brewing, Kerrigan Tax Service, and Black Point Bookkeeping. So. I hope everybody shows up, and I emailed it out to everybody. If you could please help us spread the word, share it to your networks. There was a flyer I emailed out. What's that?
April.
It is. It's on the website.
Is it on the social? Like,
it's been pushed on. It's been put on Facebook. An email has gone out.
If you go to the website and go to events, it's on there and there's registration. So if you go to the actual event on the website and then scroll down a little bit, there'll be a registration form right there.
Okay. And can I share it directly from the Thompson Business Association page?
Yeah, should be able to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Just we'll do that.
Okay. And then I have an announcement. We sent this out in an email as well. First Selectman Amy Sainaj is putting together a committee. 2026, as we all know, is the 250th anniversary of the United States. And so it's like a big year for everybody. And the town is starting to plan now for what they're going to do for events. Obviously parade, whatever's going to be involved, 4th of July. And she's hoping that there would be one or two people from the Thompson Business Association that would like to sit on that committee with them. So, if anybody does or wants to, or knows anybody that wants to, reach out to Amy, the first selectman. I don't have her contact information.
Well, you'd go through Marie anyway.
That also
right.
Went
first
out
selectman's
email
office.
Blast, so if anybody wants a copy of that email, let me know. Email me directly and I'll forward it to you.
And then, Tammy, you got something about the Weekend Warriors?
Yes. So we're going to be having a breakfast on Sunday, the 28th, I believe. I have tickets right now at the American Legion. It's all you can eat breakfast. If you've ever been, you know that they put on an amazing breakfast. And we would love your support. I have tickets on me. If people would like tickets now, or if they'd like some to sell, please get in touch with me, or like I said, I have stuff right now.
Okay.
We really do need this. We really do need this benefit, this extra money. We are doing very well in our bank, very well. We have 2 more months with the school. We're hoping to get through it, but yesterday, Dave and I went to the food bank in Manchester. They don't have a whole lot. We didn't get any cereal. We didn't get any meat. And that's what we give our seniors for the kids. So we got what we could get. We're putting together what we can. But on the way back, the truck blew a tire. Thank God we were not on 84.
Thank God you guys are.
And pulled over. My husband, the tire just blew apart. Wrapped around these 2 dual tires, I guess, on each side. And wrapped around these brakes or whatever. So we didn't have any tools. Got a jack knife. We managed to get it home. But it's at Cargill Chevrolet right now. And we have no idea
what that's going to cost. Yeah, I heard.
Didn't we put new tires on there?
Yeah,
so we got
only put 4 tires.
Oh.
It was supposed to be six. For whatever reason.
So it's one of the older ones that blew.
What they did is they kept 2 old tires and put them in the back.
One of the old tires.
And the other one's not even good at all. So 2 new tires.
So the craziness is if you saw this tire, it was literally on not supposed to.
Steel. It was really scary. Good thing we were on a back road. Really.
Yeah.
The information for this breakfast. It's on the website, so if you go to the website, go to events, it's right there. Information, including ticket price, date, and location, everything is right there.
And not to shout Shabby out for a second, because the Legion always puts a flyer together for any event that they do, but Jody took that flyer this week or this morning or whenever you did your magic and made it phenomenal.
Thank you.
So it's been 2.5 weeks, and we really can use all your support, bringing family. We're going to give away $15, great breakfast. We're going to have some great raffles, too.
And help us to get through the summer and see what falls.
You're going to spend $15 on breakfast somewhere. You might as well go there.
Yeah.
Actually, you're going to spend more than that on breakfast most places.
Can you give us an update about the tire situation?
Yeah.
We might have an avenue for that.
Well, it's probably a car, so I don't know.
Well, hopefully they'll donate 2 tires.
They won't.
There's a couple businesses in Thompson that probably will.
Well, and I have a neighbor who probably has tires for that car.
Does anybody else have any announcements before we... Yes, go ahead, Nick.
On behalf of the Village Improvement Society, which is your community outreach society that manages the historic Thompson Town Common, we are still looking for business sponsorships. We have some events coming up throughout the season that we're planning for, a lot of community engaging events. Also, if anybody wants to use that as a public space for community-related events, reach out to us. There is power on that common. It's a great spot. It should be utilized. It should be used by the town. If anyone's interested in business sponsorships, all that goes to is maintenance of that common. It costs about probably about $6,000 a year to maintain that common. In all, spring and fall cleanup is 100% donated from myself and other local landscape companies. So that's strictly mowing. So that is like our operating budget, that insurance and electricity. So if anybody's interested in that, there's some good sponsorship opportunities with promoting your business within that publicly. And anybody needs any information about space, for events, community events, anything, let me know.
Anybody else? Is everybody? Did everybody that's here tonight put a business card in here?
Do I or not? Because I was.
No, because you just won last month. Yeah.
I didn't either because I won.
I didn't either because I've already won.
What's that?
I won in January.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, but you haven't won. You haven't won in a while. Okay. I mean, it's fair if you haven't won. That's why we did 6 months.
Okay, and then that's it. I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 6:50. Thanks for coming. Okay. Come on, let me in. Yeah.